Welcome to the Ed Dye Podcast. It's me and Rigor Mortis himself here.
Hey, what's going on?
And we're on episode 20 now. Yo, we hit. Yo, we almost old enough to drink, but we legal enough to sleep with. I think. At some level, I think there's something illegal.
In our state, at least.
In this state, yeah. I think in other, I found out in other states, we was legal about 3 to 4 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Some countries, almost a whole decade ago, you could have slept with us.
Why were you looking that up, Ed?
Anyway, because of today's topic, we're going to be talking about toys and dolls. And, you know, who knows best about toys and dolls and kids? Yeah. That is the dirtiest, nastiest, so most awful. Dirty sexual, I like it, segue.
Oh, my good Lord. Now,
we're going to talk about,
Happy 20th anniversary. This is how we start off, making kid jokes.
Making kid jokes. Don't let your kids listen to this. We talk about dirty stuff sometimes. But I was going to say, we're going to talk about demonic toys. And it's funny because that's actually the name of one of the movies on the list that we have that we were going to talk about.
Right.
So tell us, we're talking about what exactly now?
I guess just, all right, like the most creepiest thing, like as a kid, that at least I remember, or just any of you might even remember, is the fact that your toys might one day betray you. You know what I'm saying?
So we're not talking about like Toy Story.
Well, not to that point. I'm
you
talking
got
about
a friend in just, me.
Just that awful feeling of like, did my toy just like turn its head, or did my toy just talk, or just that one toy like in the closet that always like bothered you, that one doll, that one puppet. You know what I mean? So like, I guess that.
The one where it's like, happy birthday, you open it, you're like, oh, hell no. It's my birthday, and you scaring the shit out of me
exactly.
With this toy.
And we've all felt that. Like, we've all felt, like, a little bit of that, like, eerie, like, you know, uncanny feeling. That
one toy that don't feel
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
we've
I'm
going to
put He-Man here,
exactly.
And this Ghostbusters here, and this toy, I swear to God, I threw it in the backyard. I don't know why it's in my room again.
But we've all had that. That's the one thing we can all relate to. You know what I mean?
And it's, let's see, there's been movies made on just general storylines, plenty of movies. Yeah. And then there's the actual accounts of actual toys that are haunted or supposedly haunted, depending on which one. Because some of the situations people believe, and then there's other ones where people are like, makes a nice story. I don't think it's true, but it makes a nice story.
Right. I mean, there's been, and there's even been, like movies based on the actual accounts. Like we just saw, you know, Annabelle.
Annabelle, yeah, that's probably the big one that everyone knows right now.
Right.
She was
Ed and Lorraine Warren. One of their investigations, like, you know, it was this doll that apparently, wasn't it like a satanic cult that like manifested, like the spirit of like some type of satanic cult manifested itself into the doll in the beginning of the film?
Yeah, I mean, they put her, because there's the movie version. That's from her own movie.
Right.
Then there's the version with the slight background from The Conjuring. And then there's the actual story one. And in the story, the real life one was a Raggedy Ann doll.
Oh, it was?
It was a Raggedy Ann doll that was like probably, if I was holding it next to me, it's about maybe from my hips up to my head. It was like a big doll. It wasn't a tiny doll. Wow. She's a big old Raggedy Ann, raggedy ass bitch. Haunted. You can look up pictures of it. I mean, online there's pictures of Lorraine Warren carrying this doll out of the house. Like you mine now.
Yeah.
I collect dolls, demons, and all kinds of stuff.
It's just crazy how in the movie, like, they made her like utterly just grotesque and terrifying.
Oh yeah, they turned into a porcelain doll. Yeah. Which I don't blame them. You ever been to someone's house that has a ton of porcelain dolls?
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Oh no. And the best one is I went to someone's house that had a bunch, and she has one in a case. So that's bad enough. I'm like, okay, so that's the devil one that don't get out. And then she's got one that's fairly tall and it's sitting in its own little chair next to the couch. I'm like,
that's horrifying.
And this is the one that's going to come and get me in the middle of the night. You're going to get up to get more drinks. I'm going to turn around. That bitch is going to be holding a blade like, what's up?
The actual like investigation, like the actual, like how did the actual story go of Annabelle?
Annabelle, I think the story was pretty close to from what they did in not the movie, but at the beginning of The Conjuring, where I think the situation was it was a doll that somebody came across, and I think they were supposedly contacting the Ouija board or whatnot, and that they were and the spirit that contacted them told them that it was a girl, and they were, I guess they were getting along or fine with the doll, and then they just kind of gave the spirit permission to go ahead and take the doll so it can have somewhere to live, so it can live with them.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
And but here's the thing, though. No, it's dead for a reason. Word. But then later on, I think supposedly it really was a situation where it wasn't an actual spirit. It was something that never existed in human form, which is what they usually go when they, is what you usually start calling, you know, demons and whatnot.
Right. Wait. So
that was the story, as far as I remember. I know I'm probably getting a little bit of the movie mixed into it, but I do remember that being the story.
Oh, so the movie was, you know, some old bullshit then. I mean,
when they made her own movie, I think they had a Hollywoodized that thing.
Yeah, remember in the beginning, it was like some couple with a doll, and then like this like Charlie Manson type of like cult like broke into the house and murdered them.
Oh yeah, like the neighbors. Yeah, like
that's the dumbest thing ever. That's not like how the actual dolls. Story went.
Makes a good see. That goes back to that. It makes a great story. It's not the truth. The truth would have been great. Yeah. And I bet it's what it was is because when they made The Conjuring, it was like the first 5-6 minutes of the movie was right. That story. That was a good setup. People got creeped out by that.
Oh, no, that was a great setup.
And that's why it got its own movie. You should have just continued on that.
Right, right.
Another case that's also been turned into a movie, the movie wasn't that great, but is Robert the Doll.
You know, that's one I actually don't know much about.
All right. Now, if you look it up, Robert the Doll, he looks like a little sailor. Look, kind of looks like a monkey, the doll, but it's and I thought it was small. I thought it was like maybe a 2-foot tall doll. No, this thing looks like it's three feet tall or whatever, this doll.
Oh, shit.
Actually, what is it? The guys from Ghost Adventures, Zach has his own show, Deadly Possessions, I think it was.
Right.
One of the episodes, he had the doll come in. Now, the whole situation with this doll, it was made for a kid. He got along with the doll. He treated it like it was alive. Supposedly, I know the kid, I think, passed on. I don't believe it's his spirit in the doll. I think the belief was that the doll somehow got a spirit into it, and that's who the kid was hanging out with.
Oh.
Because the thing is, after the kid died and the doll changed hands, anyone who has the doll and insults it or is mean to it or disrespectful to it, you're basically plagued by bad luck.
Wait, but how are you... So wait a minute. So how are you going to be mean and disrespectful to a doll? Like,
well, in the episode of the show, you see the Zach guy and one of his assistants walks by, says hello to Zach, says hello to the woman, doesn't realize that the doll was sitting right there next to him. He turns to the doll thinking it was someone who's about to go. He goes, and he runs out.
Yeah.
And then they go and they kind of stop and they're like, you got to go in there and apologize.
Apologize to the doll?
Apologize to the doll. Come on, man. Insane. That's like having a guest in your house and then you like your brother coming in. Hey, guys, what's up? Looking your guest dead in the face going, and then running out. That's disrespectful. That's like, yo, you call me ugly?
Yeah, yeah, true,
and then
true.
In that episode, they had a woman come in who wanted to apologize because apparently she went by the doll because they have it on display somewhere, but you're not allowed to take pictures.
Of and the
if
doll?
If you're going to take pictures, they actually say, ask for permission. Ask the doll for permission. I don't know how you get a yes or a no from the doll, but they tell you ask the doll for permission to...
Or else you're plagued with bad luck?
Yeah, the woman comes in and she goes and she's apologizing and you can see she is crying. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do this, I didn't mean to do that.
To the doll?
To the doll. They have her alone in the room with the doll. Even Zach, you see, is like a little disturbed by the doll. He's nervous. The woman who brought the actual doll in is like nervous to let Zach even hold the doll. She's like... Like they're treating it like a temperamental child.
What?
That's how they're treating this doll. Now,
is that how powerful it is? Like
they're saying, yeah, it's saying that you can go home wherever the hell you live. People go. She said people write her from other states that have visited the doll who are having issues because they must have said something mean or something disrespectful towards the doll, and now they got shit coming down on them.
Like bad luck, like as if like birds pooping on their heads or something?
Falling down the stairs.
No,
car
freaking
trouble,
way.
All that kind of stuff. Like, just plagued, like, crazily by
really?
It.
Really? That's insane.
And the funny thing is about that doll, because he looks a lot like this other doll I've seen and heard of, and I forget the name. I don't know if the other had a name, but it's like a clown. This one's smaller, and this one's kept on a shelf. Now, the thing about this doll is people have seen, they say they've seen it move positions or they'll leave cameras, take pictures, and they'll come back and see it's in a different position.
Mm-hmm.
The creepy thing about this doll is he's been around for years, decades. The bottom of his feet are worn out, like he's been walking around.
What?
Yet no one sees him. They'll find him in other rooms, but no one ever sees him walking. But the bottom of the feet of the like where the shoe is on the doll is getting worn out.
Does it say Andy in the bottom?
No, no, does it say Andy? Oh, there's a snake in my boots. No, it's not that doll. Although I would throw that out there. Someone take Toy Story and make it into a creepy-ass story, though.
It already is.
I mean, yeah, if you think about it.
I mean, just the fact that, like, you're sleeping and, like, your dolls and your toys are living a life.
Like, yo, Buzz, is he asleep?
Yeah.
Get the razor.
Yeah, exactly. Andy must have had a really weird, like, puberty, like, discovering his body. Oh, knowing God. That all, not knowing that all his toys are watching him.
You see the slinky dog. You see what he did? You see what he did with the rest of my body? Apparently, I'm a ruler now to measure young boys' parts. To infinity and
too much.
But those, I mean, those are real cases. Those are the real cases, and those were turned to movies. And then you got other things like Devil Dolls, Demonic Toys, Puppet Master. The one that you had me watch, Tourist Trap.
Well, that's more like puppets and mannequins and stuff, but that still counts.
But that, it falls into, I guess, the inanimate.
What do you think of Tourist Trap? Tourist Trap, first of all, is like this like really obscure horror movie from the 80s. It stars Chuck Connors. And Chuck Connors, he was like a Western actor, and in this movie he's utterly insane. And it's kinda sad seeing this one household name looking dude, you know, this like really handsome like cowboy guy turn into a complete raging lunatic in this movie. It crushed my childhood a little bit.
I thought it was wonderful. Like, yo, you can't get a job.
He was the rifleman. That's what he was. You know, he was the rifleman.
Like, yeah, he had a rifle in this one.
Well, yeah, and then in this one he's just insane. Like dancing with like a mop or something. I forgot. Wasn't he dancing with something? He wore a wig.
Let's just say his wife died.
Right.
But he still got her in the house.
Oh, God. It was so, like, I just felt so terrible. And that's not the only movie that he was in that he, like, he just saw his, like, career just plummeting, that poor man.
Yeah, but look at it this way. We know his name.
Chuck Connors. Well, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, we know who he is.
I was about to say Lee Marvin earlier, but it was Chuck Connors. But he's around the Lee Marvin, you know, like, world. He looks.
I thought the movie was good. It had its spookiness. Yeah, and throughout the whole movie, you are questioning, are these things alive? Are they demonic?
Right, that's what I liked about it.
Are they being controlled? And we're not going to tell you, because if you want to know, we want you to, you know, support Chuck Connors and go get the movie.
Right. But, Ed, tell them what these things are, though.
These are mannequins, full-sized mannequins, but they're actually people being turned into mannequins. I'll talk about, there's a scene where a girl is tied down and the guy's like explaining to her, yeah, I'm going to use this compound, put it on your face, and I'm going to make your face stiff. Oh, just so you know, you ain't going to be able to breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
But the compound's going to burn because it solidifies, it burns, but don't worry about the burning because you're going to die from suffocation first.
I mean, the thing that's pretty cool, what I liked about the film was the mannequins, it's all like practical. Like you could tell, like it was just people like using them as puppets, like actual crew, like using them. And there was nothing fancy about it, but yet it was just so freaking scary.
Yeah, the whole movie wasn't based on the special effects.
Right, right. It was, their special effects was literally just like a bunch of PAs just like holding the mannequins, just shaking them around.
But it could have been the PA as the mannequin too, be like, yo, you tiny as hell and thin. You putting this costume on and you just standing still.
But there's one scene that really stood out, and I know that you definitely, this probably stood out for you too. It was in the beginning when that one person was locked in that one room and all the mannequins came alive. And then that one little bald-headed mannequin with the pointy nose, the little like,
oh, you're like, oh, hell no.
He was just
laughing. Anybody got a razor so I can cut my own throat?
It was just like this.
Y'all ain't
got to
kill me.
Laugh. Like,
I'll do it myself. I'll do it my damn self. But at the same time, you're also thinking, these are mannequins, man.
Yeah, just man.
Snap its neck, crack it in half.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking about that, there's actually this one video. I don't know the name of it. It's very popular. It's on YouTube. And it's by this one, like, artist. And he makes these videos of, like, these, like, mannequins, like, speaking and talking. And, like, one of them has, like, a high-pitched voice. And they're just, like, the creepiest thing on the internet. I have no clue. I might have to show you this later, but
Is she trying to scare the crap out of me?
Yeah, yeah, and like it's not supposed to be like scary. It's supposed to be like funny, but it just comes out completely terrifying. And it's like these mannequins speaking. And apparently, I heard a rumor. I don't know. It might just be a rumor. I might be completely wrong. So please don't quote me on this one.
Quote
the guy passed away. The guy who made the videos.
Uh huh.
or whatever. And like, he passed away right before like the videos got popular. So it's kind of, I don't know. I thought it was
so he doesn't. Well, if we can find a link, we'll put it at the bottom. If, yes. If we can find it, so don't hold us to it.
Or if any of you know what this video might be, it's somewhere in the internet. Somewhere, it's definitely on YouTube. I forgot the name of it.
Post it on our Facebook page.
Because now it's going to be bothering me.
So now, did you see Devil Doll?
Is that a full moon picture? Like a part of the full moon collection?
Is that the one?
Because I know Demonic Toys is. I know Puppet Master is. But
Demonic Toys, Devil Doll Graveyard, and Ragdoll. That's full moon. I think Devil Doll might have been.
Right, yeah. It's all part of the full moon.
I know Demonic Toys is the full pictures. Moon one.
Yeah.
That's the... yeah. Like, I don't know where to... I don't want to sound insulting, but I'm not. But I don't want to say it was horrible either.
Yeah.
But it was there. I found the... which one was it? Ragdoll, I found more interesting because it had... See, Ragdoll has a story. It's got voodoo behind it.
Oh, see, that makes more sense.
See, that's why I like that one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then Doll Graveyard from Full Moon.
I don't know that movie.
Okay, this one this one starts off, literally the movie starts off with this little girl playing with her dolls. And her daddy apparently doesn't like her playing with dolls. So he's trying to
teach... Wait,
what? Yeah, I don't know. His daughter's like seven or something.
Hey, don't you dare fucking be a normal little
basically,
girl.
Basically, he comes over and he's yelling. I think she breaks a vase or something. And she's trying to like say the dolls did it. And she's saying no, but
she's
alive.
A clumsy liar. That's why he doesn't...
And he's like, stop it with these dolls. All you do is tell me that these dolls are alive. Girl, you want crack or something? I don't know what. And he accidentally kills the bitch. Like in
the
yelling,
dad kills
yeah,
the girl?
Yelling her and trying to punish her and holding her and fighting, and she fighting her back. She gets knocked out or killed. So he's going to bury the dolls, and he decides to bury the bitch with them.
What? Oh, dude, I have to watch
this.
This
is just the beginning of the movie.
Oh my God!
And then later on, the dolls somehow somebody finds the dolls in the yard of like years later.
Yeah,
like a decades later, and now the dolls are working for him. And he's slowly getting possessed. Because he's like a 14-year-old boy, he's slowly getting possessed by the spirit of an angry 9-year-old girl.
What? Oh my God.
You know what? Now that I say this out loud, I can see why they don't got an Oscar.
No, this is ridiculous.
And the whole time, he's being babysat by his older sister, and his older sister has her friends over and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's just, I want to say all hell breaks loose, but it's more like hilarity ensues.
Well, yeah, I mean, just the whole beginning sounds hilarious. I mean, besides the fact that the father just killed his own daughter, but...
And then, oh, come on, it's always hilarious when it's in a movie. When it's real life, that's when you don't laugh. That's when you're like, you did what? For real, though? Yo, sometimes you just got to teach a kid.
Yeah, you see, I mean, that backstory... Well, I mean, did they even explain, I guess they're going with the whole, like, spirit, like, manifesting itself into someone? Like,
but here's the thing. She's saying that the dolls were alive when... The little girl was saying that they were already alive to begin with.
So, no explanation.
No, why do you need an explanation? Why would you explain something?
See, that's so freaking...
Why would you explain something that you know the audience is going to ask a question of? Like, where do you get that gun from? Why didn't he use the gun at the beginning of the movie? He just pulled it out of his pocket. It must have been there. Where do you get that gun from?
Yeah. It's like... I don't know if you ever watched Stuart Gordon's Dolls. I don't know if you ever saw that, but like...
No, that one, I don't think I have.
That's another one that there's no explanation to it, I think. It was just like these people, it starts off just like how it starts off in Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's just these people drive, their car breaks down, and before you know it, there's like a big house. And there is these two old people in there, and the two
how
old people...
How you do, see you've met mine.
And they're both toy makers. Like,
oh,
I make
never
toys.
Trust a toy maker.
Yes, exactly. Like, he makes toys. Like, that's his living. That's what he's been doing for such a long time.
That would have been like, yo, how about you make me a tire and we get the fuck out of here?
And it's the little girl. It's like some weird, like, adult man that, like, they encounter. And then the little girl's, like, father and stepmother. And they're both horrible people. And, of course, like, the stepfather and mother are the ones that are, like... Like, well, I can't give it away, actually, what am I saying? But, like, all I'm going to say is that in the beginning of the movie, her teddy bear turns gigantic and turns into an actual, like, ravenous, like, bear that just, like, tears people apart.
That sounds familiar. Maybe I did see this. I mean, it's from the '80s. I probably did see it at some point.
And it has the Stuart Gordon stamp to it. You know, it's like really like gory. It has like really great like, you know, synth like music. His wife is in it. His wife that's always in all his movies.
That's called Cheap Labor.
Yeah, Dolls. Definitely check it out. It's a good movie.
And then there's the Ragdoll one I was saying.
That one,
which is essentially the family. The movie starts off with you're watching a woman and something comes after her because she used dark voodoo, and I guess the whatever spirit or whatever comes to take her because she does it, and you know it's supposed to even out by taking it out on you too.
Right.
And a husband grabs a daughter and hides her and he's like basically like, no, let that shit kill her. She know what she did. Are they serious? Hiding a room here, mom screaming, the door like, no. And he's like, shut up. Okay, she did. Let's go out.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of find out that, you know, the magic runs in the family. Now it's years later, the little girl's like the grandma, and she's raising her son, who's not a gangbanger, but he's like a rapper, you know what I'm saying, yo?
Oh, my God.
And he's got like a rap hip-hop group with these four, like the three other people.
Oh, good Lord.
And like the local gangster wants to sign him. The local gangster, yeah, right? The local gangster sees they want to get signed, but the local gangster's like, oh, sign? Y'all need management to a label.
Okay.
But they don't have a manager. And this other guy comes over, I'll be your manager. But then the local gangster hears this and comes over like, nah, hey, you mad. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he Shug Knight him.
He Shug Knights him. And when they try to retaliate, the grandma gets beaten up.
That's definitely Shug Knight.
Yo, they beat up grandma.
That's definitely the next Shug time Knight I've
grandma,
done, dude.
Yeah, he goes and finds grandma in the hospital and they're like, you understand? You belong to me. The kid goes home. And knowing that the voodoo runs in the family, he does voodoo magic and brings a doll to life to bring revenge. But yeah, that's a verb now. You Shug Knighted a bitch.
Wait, hold on. Did they actually show them?
Oh, no, they didn't show her beating her. Yo, come on. If they did, I'd be doing a comedy podcast.
That's freaking terrible. So,
yo,
so,
what's up? I know this ain't got nothing to do with you, but I'm going to whoop your ass.
Wait, they made this doll or this toy come back to life. On some hood shit.
There's some hood shit going
on. To get some hood revenge?
Get some hood revenge. But then the kid realizes, the grandma tells him, you did what? I told you when you mess with that dark magic, it goes for what you want, and then it comes after you as payment. So now it's killing off him and is trying killing him and his group off.
Dude, this is Ragdoll?
This is Ragdoll, yeah. Oh, by dude, Full Moon Pictures.
Great, dude.
Dude, it's so...
That is so good. That is like actual like good filmmaking.
Yeah, that's some hood shit.
That's some hood shit, but I might have to check it out.
Oh my God, I just tried to type the word full moon. I typed the fool moon. So there's that. The other big movie, before we get to the big movie that everyone probably has heard of, there's the series also from Full Moon Entertainment called Puppet Master.
Well, yeah, but that's just.
Well, I didn't say it was good. I just said there was a series. Gosh. I personally do enjoy the series.
Do you
that's because I watched them shits when they came out.
Oh, okay. So,
and I don't know. I think they're like up to like part like 156 or something on
the
movie.
Oh, gosh.
But basic premise, some guy came up with the serum that brings these dolls to life.
Yeah.
And he did. And basically, I think part one is they're investigating a house where the dolls are. And the doll, I think they're investigating the house or filming a movie or investigating the house is being haunted because they don't realize it's the dolls and the dolls are killing everyone off. And then I think there's part two where the dolls find the serum and try to bring him back to life.
It's so confusing.
And then I think the initial guy, they bring him back to life in a giant sized doll make more serum so they can continue living. And then it turns out he turned their back on them. There's a whole series of this and it goes as far as back as there's an episode. Well, episode. There's a movie. One of them takes place in like World War II with like him working for being forced to work for the Nazis.
What?
Yeah. And there's different dolls. There's Leech Woman.
Yeah.
There's Tunneler that has like a drill for a head.
Yeah.
There's Blade, my favorite one, who looks like he looks like he'd be an exhibitionist.
Oh, gosh.
Wearing a trench coat. Then there's a little Nazi looking guy that breathes fire. Then there's a guy that has human sized hands, but he's got a little tiny pinhead.
Oh, yeah.
And then they added more as they went on. And then, like I said, then there was Demonic Toys.
And then it's also Full Moon.
And then at one point they did Demonic Toys. versus.
That's right.
Versus Puppet Master.
That's right. Yeah, I haven't watched that one.
They started crossing over. I ain't watched it. I don't know if anyone's ever watched it. But then the big movie, the one that everybody probably knows, and everyone and their mother has probably seen at least one from the series, is, I'll say the name of the movie, no one ever knows it, Child's Play. Everyone's
Chucky.
Like, yeah, Chucky. Everyone knows it as the Chucky. It's like the movie's the not Chucky called movies. Chucky.
Child's Play.
And again, another movie that's considered a classic. It's got its scary moments, but right. when you break it down, yeah, it's about a killer who takes the body of a doll and then wants to get all up inside a little boy. Yo, when you don't describe it right, it doesn't sound right.
No, it's well, once you really think about it, it's kind of the same premise as the Annabelle story, isn't it?
Yeah, I have this doll, I have this body, and I want your body.
Yeah, or the other one that you were telling me about earlier, about the spirit that takes they ask for permission.
Annabelle, with Annabelle.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry,
that was
yeah,
Annabelle,
sorry,
yeah.
Sorry, Annabelle. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much like the same concept, I guess.
Only in this one, Child's Play, he's a loudmouth.
Right.
He's
ass. That's the crazy part. In the first Child's Play, it actually was a horror movie. Like, it was a balls to the walls.
It was a horror. Second
horror
one,
movie.
It had horror.
With comedic elements.
Comedic. And then by the third one, they weren't even trying to be funny. They just came out being funny because...
Right, it was just so ridiculous.
They were trying too hard. And then by... Right. After that, at that point, it was just straight up comedy. And then, like my friend said, then you get Bride of Chucky. They weren't even trying to be scary.
Yeah, that was just like a
funny
movie.
John Waters is in the movie. Once you put John Waters in the movie.
Yeah, he was great in that one. He got his...
Seed of Chucky.
Oh, gosh. Didn't he name his son like Fuckface or something?
Was it? I don't remember.
No, it was Shitface. His son's name was Shitface. That was his son's name, Shitface.
And then, of course, then they made the new one, and they went back to the horror.
Wait, did they really?
The new one. The one that came out about a year ago or
no
so?
No freaking way. What was it called?
Curse of Chucky. And the funny thing is, the initial bad guy from part one, the actor, I forget his name.
Brad Dourif.
I believe it's his daughter playing one of the main act characters in Curse of Chucky.
Curse of Chucky. But is it an actual like horror movie? Like
it goes back to horror. Yeah, it's basically... I think it's a girl and her daughter. It's a woman, I think, in a wheelchair and her daughter. And the sister moves in or something, or the girl and the daughter move into the sister's house. And they get the doll. And slowly the doll's trying to take the girl, and no one believes it. But they've pretty much went back to the horror aspect and made it more moody and darker.
Oh, shit, dude. I'm about to check it out.
I mean, obviously, Chucky still has to keep his comedy lines because the character was always like that. He was always a wise ass, even from the first one.
But not as bad as, like...
When you see a doll say a line like that, you're like, yeah. Oh, damn, that's kind of funny. When you see a bloodied out adult man holding a knife saying that, then you're like, okay, that's just crazy.
The first one, he was a good guy doll. Remember, like, you know, he's always a good
guy. I'm a good guy.
Right. But in the
friends
first
to one, the end, Heidi Ho. Ha ha ha.
But the crazy part about it is that he was still like a cute little doll. Like, he was like the smiley little, like, mint condition doll. And it wasn't until the later ones where he got all like ripped up, stitched up, bloodied up, and looking all crazy, you know?
Yeah, what was, okay, the first one was with the kid.
He got thrown into a fucking fan, didn't he?
I think he got chopped in half too and everything.
Something stupid.
I think in part three, he goes back to the kid, Andy. He's in a military school. Somehow he gets rebuilt. I forget what the second one was.
It was
a little girl?
A little girl.
With the little girl? So Chucky doesn't mind playing the transgender role?
I guess so.
To find a new body?
He turned into a little girl. and then he goes back to his little Andy.
And that's where because he gets remade in that one in part three. So in part three, I think, is where he gets really kind of messed up.
Wait.
And then that leads
right.
And then that leads to the fourth one, which is Bride of Chucky, where he's all already cut up and everything.
Which one was it that it starts off in like a business meeting and he beats the shit out of some like business guy with a golf club? He's like, the Chuckster's back or whatever.
That might have been the second or third. It had to be the second or third one.
Right. And it starts off in like some type of like ball pit. I don't know. Now we're just Because
I know the one where he's in a military school in part three.
That one I remember.
The doll is originally not. It's supposed to go to Andy, but it doesn't go to Andy. It goes to some other kid.
By the way, I don't know if his name is really Andy. I'm just saying. No.
I think it is Andy.
Is it really?
I think it actually is. Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's so ironic.
There's tons of funny things like that, like Harry Potter.
Right.
You know, he's a wizard dealing with trolls and all this and that.
Right.
Have you ever seen the original movie Troll?
Of course.
The main lead actor's kid, the lead character role, the kid, his name is Harry Potter.
His last name is Potter?
Yeah, the kid, the main character's name is Harry Potter.
You gotta be shitting me.
No way. For real.
Oh my God.
So that's what happens with the devil dolls.
Yeah.
Okay, now you said you know a little bit of yourself about something, maybe?
I mean, I feel like, I've heard a few stories about, you know.
Why are you looking over your shoulder, son? They know dolls in here. You safe. All I got is this little Slimer, Gozer, some Doctor Who figurines, and
I see.
I got Ray Stans here to keep us safe from any demonic spirits.
I thought those were homies. Do you remember homies?
Yeah, you pay 50 cents and you get a little thug.
Of course. You know that guy made $1 million, but now he's like in debt? It's insane. But anyways, he's from Staten Island, actually. But anyways, not to go off topic. I've seen a few and heard a few stories. Like, I remember when I was younger, my older brother, he came and visited one time, and he was babysitting me, and it was just him and I in the apartment, and he was like, all right, like, go to bed or whatever. But before all that, I remember he came to the house, he bought over some chicken, and he...
Was it Pollo Campero by any chance?
No. But it was actually rotisserie chicken from a restaurant. He bought over chicken, we had chicken, and then he rented a movie from Blockbuster, and he rented Leprechaun. And I'm like, sweet. So we watched Leprechaun, and of course, I was little, and I had the shit scared out of me. And my sister had a doll that it was electronics or like a spoke or whatever, but... the doll had been broken for months. So it hadn't been working for a while or whatever. And the doll has been beat up, has been thrown around. I think a patch of hair was missing from her
head. And I'm going to assume that you probably did this to her doll.
It might have been. Yeah, I might have held her doll hostage a few times. But anyways, my brother purposely would be tormenting me with this doll that one night, and he was just like, oh yeah, like this doll's gonna wake up or whatever, and then while we were watching the movie, he's just like, oh my God, did you see that? I'm like, what? He's like, the doll just moved, didn't you see that? I'm like, did it really? And of course he was just saying it just to be a jerk or whatever. So he continues with the jokes, continues with the, you know, over and over again, oh my God, did you see that? The doll she just blinked, you know, whatever. I'm like, no way. So then I went to bed, and I was terrified, but that was that. My brother then told me later, you know, a few years later, he told me what happened that night after I went to bed.
To him? Or to you?
Yeah, to him.
Oh, to him. Oh.
After I went to bed. Apparently,
the spirits taught his ass a lesson for fucking with shit.
He put the doll down, and then he was just watching TV, just, you know, and then he said that the doll turned on and started going, I love you. I love you. In that voice. Meanwhile, the little doll had the normal, you know, I love you. No, but this one was, I love you. And the doll wasn't that banged up. And I don't even remember if it even had fucking batteries. But my brother got so scared that he took out his rosaries and started doing these prayers and stuff. And when my mom and dad came home, they found my brother standing by the door with the rosary beads, counting them and praying.
Ready to run?
Yeah.
And leave your ass behind with the devil doll.
And then the crazy part is that the doll never did that to me after, years later. I had no bad experiences with the doll.
Because you played with me.
Exactly. So could it have been that the doll was defending me against the bully?
Possible. I don't know. That's a Toy Story situation right there.
Weird, right? It almost reminded me of that Toy Story part with that kid, the one with the skull on his shirt.
Yeah, it's like, you want to fuck with Andy? Exactly. See what happened. Go on, mess with Andy. See what happened.
Yeah,
cut your ass up.
I don't know. I always thought that was kind of a
weird story. There was a story that happened with my friend and the, I think I might have told you, oh my God, what do you call those things? They would talk funny? Furbies.
Oh God,
the
those things
Furby
are
situation.
Horrid.
All right. Now, this is the story as I remember it, because he told me, and I know eventually I want to have on here, because his friend had a lot of experiences, and he knows a lot of his friend's stories, and he's, I think, experienced a few, but this is what I remember him telling me. They were messing around. I think they were now either late high school or maybe like 1 or 2 years into college. And they were at the friend's house, and his friend had the Furby on the shelf. Now, this thing hasn't been used in years. I've had batteries. These batteries must have been dead by now. And they're just messing with the Furby. He's just kind of tossing it in the air or whatever or something. And they're talking. And I think they started talking about the ghost, because this kid's house had a lot of paranormal stuff happen. They're talking about the ghost or whatever. And then he just stops and looks at the doll, and because he thought he heard it say something. And they both look at it, and they're like, eh, and they're like, what? And they drop it because it made a sound. And he's like, what? So they both pick it up, take a good look at it. The Furby turns on, its eyes rolled all the way back. So all you saw was the white of its eye. And it went, really loud. like, to the point where they freaked out. They threw it the hell across the room and like ran out.
Really?
Creeped them out. Now here's the thing. Very next day, he said his friend checked it. First of all, no batteries. There's no batteries in his bitch.
What the fuck?
Second, the eyeballs on, if you ever look at the old school Furbies, not the digital one, the eyes can't go all the way back. They go as far as looking up, and that's it. You can't turn them all the way back.
And this one went all the way back.
But they both swear that the eyes rolled all the way up into its head, and it screamed at them.
What the hell, dude? That's crazy.
This is a lesson for all you people that collect old toys. Throw them shits out unless you got a priest coming over.
Oh, don't tell me that, man, because I actually collect old toys. I love collecting old toys.
I still got my Stay Puft Marshmallow Man somewhere over here.
Shit, dude. Actually, here's another one, another story. And this one is a little bit more weird because it's not necessarily a toy, but still falls under the toy genre. Video game.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
I have a video game story. Well, it's not my story, but...
But it's not like they're going to come and tell it, so...
Right. But this is kind of creepy. Like, so I heard a story about it's a group, you know, a group of people that they work for the church, and they go around and they pray, you know, for people, whatever.
Oh, yeah, we pray.
Yeah, right. And they also bless houses, and they even, you know, they've seen some weird paranormal things happening. And they always try to get rid of it with the power of prayer. But this one story really stuck with me. It was a little boy that had been acting like kind of strange. And then the kid, it all started when he got this game, he brought it to the house. It was a used game, whatever. I don't know. And, he'd been playing it for quite some time. And then he, just like every other kid, locked himself in his room and wouldn't leave and continued to play hours on end. After a while, he started shutting the blinds to his windows. He started playing in the dark.
Turning his room into a cave.
Exactly. Over and over and over again. And then he just started acting like very, very odd. And then one day, this is the thing that got really alarming. He was in his classroom, and he jumped on top of his desk, and he made like a gesture of like a hand gesture, like a gun, like a rifle. Uh-huh. And he's just like, he started pointing at his classmates and started going, pow, 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 pow. And mind you, he's a little too old to be acting that way. This kid was like in middle school. So then they said that when the person that told me this story, she said that she went to go see the kid, you know, to go pray for him, and the kid grew out his nails. And the thing is that like the nails were like longer, like they looked like they'd been growing out for like a year or whatever, but like the kid had just been seen a few weeks ago and his nails were fine. Like, how did they grow that quick? It was kind of weird. Like, it looked like the nails of a woman.
Some devil shit going on.
Yeah. So then they walked around the house, and they started praying, and they started, you know, throwing holy water all over each room, whatever, and everything was okay. And then they went to the kids' room and started throwing holy water all over the kids' room. Everything, you know, seems okay. And then someone threw holy water onto the kid's desk or the kid's cabinet, whatever, and there was a disc there. And then when the holy water hit the disc snapped in half. And they all witnessed it.
And see, the only way that's going to happen is if this disc was super hot, which I doubt it was, if it's just sitting on a desk.
Right. The disc was sitting on the desk, and it snapped when the holy water hit it, which is very weird. And the scary part is, it's just like, I don't know if it was a used game or if it was a new game. What game is it? And is it a popular game that a bunch of these kids play?
That's a good point. Was this the only infected disc?
Was it the only, or is it the one of many?
Do we know what game system?
We have no idea. They have no idea. These are just older people. How long ago? This happened as of late. This happened recently. Maybe 2 years ago.
Damn, so this could be a PS3, PS4, anything, Xbox dude. One.
Anything. It could be a retro one. It could be a brand new one. It
could be a PlayStation first generation.
Anything. Pro. Shit, it could even be a computer game.
That's true.
You never know, dude. Anything could
happen. That's why I download my games.
Yeah, so I mean,
I think there is a movie. Well, I think it was a kid's movie called I Downloaded a Ghost.
Is it really?
There is. I think it's like a Nickelodeon movie, though.
Is it creepy or...
Oh, it's a Nickelodeon movie.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Well, you never know. Actually, one that we missed out, Goosebumps, dude. Slappy the puppet.
You know what? It's funny you said that. I was going to mention Goosebumps, not Slappy, but yeah, you're right. Slappy's a popular one.
A real popular one.
He's so popular, he made his way into the movie and had his own costume.
Right.
He had his own, a couple of books, actually. One book.
Yeah, yeah. What was the name of the book again?
It was Goosebumps. It was Slappy, and it was Slappy Returns.
Right,
the Return of Slappy.
Right.
And he got a couple of episodes on the series. I was actually going to mention the TV series. One of the episodes, there's an episode where a little girl wants a doll.
It's a
life-size replica doll of her. And slowly, the doll, she keeps saying the doll's coming to life. Essentially, what's going on is the little girl's being turned to a doll, and the doll's turning to the real little girl.
That's creepy.
And the only person that seems to know what's happening is the brother. There was an episode, I think it was a two-part episode.
Yeah.
And then like a whole season later, the doll comes back because some other kids find it in the dump.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, they just so happened to be rummaging through the dump?
Apparently, she's just in the middle of the street. I don't know what's going on. These kids are just find a doll and decide to like start torturing. The little girl's like, no, don't do that. It's a nice doll. And she takes it. First of all, if you're a 12, 14-year-old kid messing with a doll and an 8-year-old girl comes to you and tells you to stop messing with a doll, ain't no kid go, oh, I'm sorry, take it, and be like, bitch, get out of here.
Right, right. That's one that I missed, actually. I haven't seen that one. Isn't there also an Are You Afraid of the Dark episode that...
I know there was the Crimson Clown, but I think that's the only episode I can fully remember. The Crimson Clown's gonna get you.
It's like a red clown?
I think so. I think because the kid steals or lies or takes something from a store and the older brother's like, Crimson Clown's going to get you.
Oh, shit. That's crazy, dude. I have nothing against them. I'm not one of those people that are afraid of them.
You're like, I'm not a bigot. I got no problem with clowns.
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely
so clown. Any other stories that you people out there have when it comes to demonic dolls, toys, or possessed kids things, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Let me know if your kids dealt with it. You can just hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or just go right to the direct website, iseddiedead.com. This is Ed.
And this is Rigo.
Look under your bed.
I'm there.